With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. diplomat Steve Witkoff says that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has agreed that the United States and European allies could offer Ukraine a security guarantee somewhat resembling NATO's collective defense mandate as part of an eventual deal to end the war. Now, he says it should be a key topic Monday as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders meet with the president at the White House. Following a weekend that produced few results, military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says if the Russia-Ukraine ceasefire talks are going to go anywhere, three steps are essential.
We need to lock in an enforcement mechanism. In other words, there need to be neutral observers. We need to have intelligence available, oversight technologies in place that are agreed to by both parties.
And McGinnis says this is about Ukraine, not the U.S.
We need to keep Ukraine at the center. It's their country that's at war with Russia, not the United States. And Zelensky needs to have a real voice and a veto over any territorial issues.
President Trump taking a new look at reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said he's looking at the pros and cons of changing the way the federal government regulates marijuana.
I've heard great things having to do with medical, and I've had bad things having to do with just about everything else.
MAGA supporter and Trump ally Charlie Kirk opposes reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug, complaining that everything already smells like weed. He wrote online he hopes this doesn't happen. The president said he plans to decide in the coming week.
Air Canada suspending plans to restart operations after the union decided to defy a return-to-work order. This is SRN News. It is a victory for young ladies in Idaho.
A U.S. district court has ruled the state can enforce a new law that bars males from female bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. The court found that the Boise High School Sexuality and Gender Alliance, quote, failed to meet its burden because it is unlikely to succeed on its claims since the state has outlined a legitimate government interest, privacy, related to the action it took. Similar laws in other states have also been challenged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates warn Muslim terrorists may soon be running a de facto country of their own in northern Nigeria. Deadly attacks on Christians have been taking place in the region for decades, but fighters from outside the nation are now moving in, and the tempo of the attacks increasing. A report from the ICC warns local residents say the strategy appears aimed at exhausting the remaining population. This is SRN News. Trump administration agreeing to leave the Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department. The move comes after city officials sued to block the president's takeover of the Washington police. Many members of Congress, though, back the president.
That's what's happening in D.C. on law enforcement, which is why crime is out of control. I mean, literally, the homicide rate is something like between 3 and 5 times that of Mexico City, which is a narco state run by criminal cartel gangs.
Congressman Perry making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Bloodshed early Sunday morning in New York. Police say at least 4 gunmen opened fire in a bar, killing 3 people and wounding 9 more. So far, no arrests have been made. Authorities believe an argument may have led to the violence, although the investigation is just getting underway. More details at srnnews.com.